Welcome to The Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson and you're listening to the edition of the 9th of June 2008. Today's topic is public viewing. I know that any spectator sport is all about loving and supporting your local team long term, especially in football or soccer, but I simply can't get into our local club, 1860. I did take Helmut to a game when we first moved to Giesing, which is the working-class neighborhood of Munich where Franz Beckenbauer was born. But those guys are Neanderthals. Not my type at all. Bayern München is clearly more interesting. We didn't have a soccer team in Washington, so maybe that's why I like international matches best. The World Championship 2 years ago, with its public viewing parties, definitely turned me on, and so I've dived right into the Euro 2008. These civilized showdowns between the nations, with their men trained to exhaustion to withstand the punishment, are the best party in town. Naturally, I'm for Germany, and it's fun to see the team again after 2 years, seasoned by international and national club experience. It was such a pleasure watching the match against Poland. They played 20 minutes of high-speed Zen football before Poldi scored the first of his 2 goals against his native Poland. And anyone who lives between two cultures can relate to the complex emotions that he must have felt. When the players fall down after a foul, they bounce back up like so many gummy bears, their hamstrings and ligaments immune, I suspect, thanks to Jogi Löw, whose regime satisfies even the most discriminating orthopedist. Not so the Swiss team, whose captain left the pitch after a minor fall caused a major injury. What a difference it makes to have someone in charge who knows his stuff. I'm celebrating the Euro by reading Laienspiel, a Kluftinger mystery that plays out during the Euro and in Bregenz. Kluftinger is just such a square, it makes you laugh out loud. But you see, he's a brilliant square. And he's just so German. We Auslanders may laugh, and Germans may be aghast at a study by Der Spiegel that shows how close to a national average they are. But you've just got to love this country. Things work. Germans do things right. And if you've found a winning formula, hey, that's nothing to be ashamed of. Anyway, it's a pleasure to love and support the German team. And if you're looking for me, you'll find me out there cheering them on in public viewing. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you come back next week for more on The Island Weekly.